I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Oh, yeah. Let's get into it this morning. Your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. A 27-year-old woman named Casey was at a country music nightclub. Get down, girl, with your bad self.
I don't understand people that want to listen to country music when they're drunk. I'm sorry, but I cannot enjoy myself. Like, when I'm drinking...
How do you not understand?
Because when I'm drinking, I want to dance, and I cannot
totally
dance to country
can
music.
Dance.
I've got to get my twerk on. I need to listen to dirty rap music. I cannot get drunk and listen to country.
You
want to
get in a line and do, like, a formation of some sort?
Line dancing is impressive.
No.
Like, real line dancing. People want to, like, okay, do-si-do, round and round, put your woman on the ground. Like, there's stuff you can actually do, though. It's impressive. And they do it to hip-hop songs.
Yeah.
I used to DJ at, like, country nightclubs all the time when I worked in country radio. And, like, I know what you're saying. Twerking is totally different. But I think it's cooler than you're going to give it credit to or that you might have seen.
See, when I'm going out, like, here downtown with my friends, mm-hmm. and one of them wants to go to one of these bars that, like, plays country music till a certain time, I always dread it. And I'm like, come on, please, anywhere else. Because it's just, like, it doesn't get me in the mood to party. It's not pump up
music
for me.
It's not hyping you up. She's not like, come
exactly.
on.
I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Well, then maybe you're going to be like this woman then, Alex, because, well, she didn't want to leave this Gainesville, Florida country nightclub when it closed at 2. She actually wanted to keep the party going and wouldn't leave. Finally, at 3 in the morning, a bouncer said, listen, you got to get out of the club, and he kicked her out. She responded by going out to her car, grabbing a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon, PBR, classic right there.
BYOB.
And she ended up hitting him with it. Like, she just chucked a 12-pack at him.
Now, wait a minute. She's going to bring it in and drink it and be like, fine, it's fine, I'll bring my own beer.
No, that's what you should do.
She used it as a weapon.
She threw the 12-pack. That could hurt. Apparently, the bouncer's going to be fine, but she's not going to be allowed to go back there and do anything. A 24-year-old guy named Sean, this happened in Kansas City, was pulled over back in September, and the cops found drugs and stolen guns in his backpack that were inside the car. So they took him back into the police station for questioning, and Sean swore, listen, guys, these are not my guns. I don't even know how any of that even got there. It's not my drugs. But the cops kept persisting, and Sean finally got them to stop. Like, he finally got them to quit asking questions.
Wow.
How did he do that?
What?
Sean, according to the police report, released a loud fart. Then he continued to be flatulent, and that's when they ended the interview. So this guy... just during the interview, continued to rip ass.
Oh my gosh.
And the cops let him go without charging him, thanks to the farts. Now, unfortunately for Sean, though, he got pulled over again a few days ago, and the cops found more drugs and more guns, and this time...
he's just going to jail.
Yeah, he couldn't fart his way out of it.
That is just... I've never heard of anything like it.
I know, like, you have a gun, so you're telling me, like, if I just need to always be loaded up with gas inside my body, and I'll be fine, I'll get out of it.
Some toddler thinks we're the funniest show in America right now.
Oh, we are. We are number one with 2 to 4 month olds. It's incredible right now. And let's just keep this going. Your final Dummy of the Day story today. A young woman blamed racism, that's what she said, when she wasn't able to order French fries from a Taco Bell. The girl approached the counter and tried to order a medium fry.
Was this a white girl?
It was a white girl. I was going to get to that, but was told by an employee they don't sell fries. The employee then tried to explain their menu, like was trying to be really cool. And here's some audio of it. You got to listen. It's not the greatest. It's cell phone. But I was like, okay, lady, you're crazy.
Welcome to Taco Bell. We're here today.
Tell me what French fry orders you have.
We don't have French fries.
No, not French fries. Anything along the side. Anything that's helpful.
So the F word there to be the
because you have 4 eyes.
Like other customers, like, lady, they sell tacos and burritos. Like, they're trying to help her, but I don't know if she was high.
Yeah, did she
or
just say
drunk.
You have 4 eyes?
Yeah, she's looking at a guy like I'm trying to tell you, like, ma'am, they sell tacos and burritos here, Alex. You're like, oh, well, you've got 4 eyes.
Yeah, and you got 0 eyes. look at the menu.
You're ignorant and
No, I'm not.
The best part is like in this video is the actual like other customers like you dumb as hell. You dumb.
People were challenged every day, and I never.
Would
like,
you go to Burger King and order tilapia or a taco? No, you wouldn't.
That's I didn't. I ordered French fries.
What? They don't have French fries. Did you see this? They don't have French fries.
Yeah, like she. Yeah,
Burger King. I never come
to Burger King.
She's drunk.
She has me because she's at a Taco Bell. She's like, I never come to Burger King. I'm like, lady, you're at a Taco Bell. Like, can somebody come get her? We'll put the full video up on the Dummy of the Day blog today so you could actually watch all of it. But oh my gosh, it's like, I've been drunk before and I made bad decisions, but I always knew that I was at a Taco Bell and that they did not have French fries.
That is fantastic.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, sorry.
Are you okay? Wait, do you have to go to the bathroom? This happened yesterday around 8 o'clock. We had to push the garbage so Alex could go to the bathroom.
No, I was just distracted. Okay, Adam Levine revealed that him and his wife are expecting another baby girl.
So now, obviously, like, you're going to, you name know, whether you like it or not, you're going to be involved.
The second child. Too. Is, do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
It is a girl. I'm having another girl.
All right.
Yeah.
Cops in L.A. confirmed that they are investigating a Hollywood pedophile ring after Corey Feldman filed a police report. Harvey Weinstein apparently hit on Paris Hilton at a gala in France when she was just 20 years old. Witnesses say he used his usual line on Paris, come to my office, I want to make movies with you, I can make you a star, but she seemed unimpressed.
What is that?
Why is The Simple Life not still on the air right now?
No, hey, listen, for Christmas.
Because I don't know what it is.
This is what I want. Christmas, I want you to get me some seasons of The Simple Life on DVD. Amazon it. I have wanted that so bad to
watch
it.
Isn't it like on Netflix or something?
I'm calling everybody out. I'm calling out Netflix. I'm calling out Hulu.
Why isn't it?
We need them to bring it back.
Is it really that good?
Yes.
But
what is this? What is this?
What isn't it, Joe?
What are they saying?
They're saying sanasa. It's a made-up word.
On a bus.
Sanasa! Jeez.
You never watched it? Did
no.
you ever watch it?
It's just a made-up song that her and Nicole would sing. It's just made up to be annoying, and I love it. Yeah, I mean, it's iconic. It's seriously amazing. Make it the national anthem. I saw people wanting it.
No,
nobody will take a knee. Everybody will say, sa-da-sa.
I would take a knee for that song. I would take two knees.
I saw a report that a bunch of people were like protesting, like, and now they don't like the Star Spangled Banner anymore, like in California or something.
Oh, shut
Shocker.
Up. Go so into the ocean and
they
swim.
They should make that the national anthem instead. Sa-da-sa. Put your hand over your butt. Sa-da-sa.
Ready? Begin.
Sa-da-sa.
I thought it was like a Muppet or a cartoon thing.
No, it's Paris and Nicole sitting together
Everybody
singing it.
Everybody will stand and it'll unite are, us once again.
You two are the Paris and Nicole of this show right
Listen,
here.
Listen, you know what's so crazy, MYK, is that there are so many children right now hearing that for the first time. They
problem.
Don't even know about Sana Saw.
And they
Make
shouldn't.
It a thing. That's- Bring it back.
That's what happened to this country.
Hashtag bring back Sanasa.
This is all the Sanasa I'm playing this morning. You used up every play of it. No more.
Reverend Jesse Jackson has been accused of sexual... Reverend Jesse Jackson has been accused of sexual harassment by a journalist who says the civil rights activist grabbed her thigh while making a crude comment. Writer Danielle Young accused Jackson of making the unwanted advance and comment during a photo op after a media event. She wrote, I walked toward Jackson smiling and he smiled back at me. His eyes scanned my entire body and all of a sudden I felt naked in my sweater and jeans. As I walked within arm's reach of him, he reached out a hand and grabbed my thigh, said, I like all of that right there, and gave my thigh a squeeze.
I just can't imagine people doing stuff like that. Like, I'm not saying you couldn't, but I can never go up to a girl and be like, oh, I like that squeeze right there. I like that a lot. Oh, sorry. I thought you wanted to hear this.
Not that. The other clip.
Oh. You sure?
Yeah. The other clip.
Okay.
Where is she been, Serena? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Squirrel.
Oh, Gossip Girl, not Squirrel. No, but this is horrible news. I am a Gossip Girl stan, okay, for life. And so is Liv, the web girl. And I saw this yesterday during lunch, and I literally lost my ever-loving mind. So Gossip Girl star Ed Westwick, if you don't remember, he plays Chuck Bass, has now denied an allegation that he raped actress Christina Cohen. The actress had posted the accusation on Facebook Monday, saying the 30-year-old actor sexually assaulted her at his apartment 3 years ago. She claims that he raped her during her brief relationship with an unnamed producer. He responded by tweeting yesterday, "I do not know this woman. I have never forced myself in any manner on any woman. I certainly have never committed rape." Cohen has now filed a police report in L.A., and the LAPD is opening up an investigation into her claims. If this is true, I am literally devastated. Devastated. That is my all-time favorite show. It's like Gossip Girl, then The Office.
It wasn't my all-time favorite show, but when all this stuff's coming out now about Kevin Spacey, I'm just like, damn, dude, like you're in so many of my Pay It Forward and so many movies that I like and I tell people to watch. And now I'm like, oh, you're just trying to like bang everybody and touch people? Like,
sucks.
It's terrible.
Okay, I have two more things, so I'll try. Don't interrupt me so we can get through this.
It's the Joe and Alex show. Who cares about this garbage?
The extended version.
So, spoiler alert, if you didn't watch This Is Us yet from last night, this was a really big issue, I guess, for people, but they aired the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
Uncensored, which it's not like you're allowed to have the N-word in shows and stuff.
We could say it on this show.
We could.
Go ahead, Alex, say it.
Obviously.
Let's hear it.
No. We obviously don't, but like they did, because it was, you know, it was a part where it's taking place in like the 60s or the 70s or whatever. No, it was the 60s. So,
it was talking about how his dad back in the day, many white men called him the N-word.
Right. So this guy was on the show. And anyway, so people are mad about that, but like, I don't know. That's what the time was. It's horrible, but like they're being historically
accurate.
Nobody
likes the past. And I'm not saying you should be proud of the past with all the bad things that happened. There's also good that have come of it and we've developed, but you can't whitewash history. Like if it happened, I think you need to embrace the past so you don't repeat it.
Right, so they were just being historically accurate, but I guess a lot of people were offended, so I thought that was interesting. And then, this is crazy! Taylor Swift's new album, Reputation, won't likely be available on any major streaming services when it's released on Friday. That's not the crazy part. The crazy part is Taylor Swift released the official track list for her new album, Reputation, and that was on social media last night. Her announcement came shortly after identical photos of the album and the backside of its cover art surfaced online. She didn't comment on the leak, but she just captioned the photo with 3 days until Reputation. Now, here's the exciting part.
Good, I've been waiting for it.
There are 15 songs in her album, and on the song Endgame, Ed Sheeran and Future are featured artists. Yes. And then this is the craziness. So there is a song called Dress on the album. And a bunch of people that went to Secret Sessions, you know, where she plays the album for fans or whatever, said that it is her most sexual song she's ever released. I'm living for it. And her mom had to leave the room when she played it and her dad covered his ears. They said that there is a lyric in the song that will literally make you scream out loud. You're so not expecting it. I am ready for sexual Taylor Swift.
You just need to have somebody get it on with you.
Listen,
we need you to get it over with.
This is what I explained to my friend.
Just please, somebody.
This is what I was texting my friend last night. I was like, I am living for sexual Taylor Swift. You know why? Because like all of my friends that have or are like do have sex or whatever, since I don't, I live through them. So I always ask for like all the details. And I was like, and I feel like Taylor Swift is my best friend. So it's like when she finally talks about her sex life, I'm like, yes, girl, tell me all the deets.
She's a freak, too. I'm telling you. I bet, like, Taylor's a total freak.
Maybe, well, somebody was saying that.
I've heard, like,
the lyrics could be crazy. Who knows what they say? I'm so excited.
I mean, she was in, what, 50 Shades Darker?
And by the way, we keep forgetting to talk about it, but speaking of her album and everything coming out and freaking out over lyrics, I am going to be doing a Facebook Live listening party radio station Facebook page. I say midnight Thursday, but I guess it's technically midnight Friday, but you know. Midnight Friday.
It'd be 12 a.m. Friday morning like Thursday night. You know
what it is.
When the clock goes from 11:59 on Thursday night to 12 a.m. Friday morning.
But I'm starting it at 11:55 so everybody gets settled in
and Thursday night.
So basically, I'm literally going to be in my living room, in my apartment.
Naked.
No, not that. But I am
going to
be wearing black for Reputation's release. But I'm going to be on there and I'm going to put my headphones in because Facebook is, you know, so copyright sensitive. I can't play the music out loud. But we're going to play it, and I'll react to it, and you'll see me crying over Taylor Swift, and we can all laugh together and cry together and whatever. It'll be fun.
You're going to bring chicken nuggets and goldfish, too? I mean,
yes.
It's going to be a long time.
So, yeah, it's going to be, it's probably going to be 2 hours long. But anyway, if you want to listen to Reputation with me, plan on doing that. You can RSVP to my little party on our Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9.
Yeah, make sure you attend it, too. Like, say you're going and share it with your friends.
Yeah. All the Swifties,
stand up. All right, cool. Thank you very much, Alex, because that is the garbage, right?
Yes. I know that was the longest garbage of all time.
It's all right. It doesn't matter if it's long. It just matters if it's good. You
That's
know what
right.
I mean?
I think it was a solid garbage.
Yeah, it's not about the length. It's how good it is.
Not about the size of the boat. It's about the motion of the ocean. Is that Taylor Swift's hidden lyric?
What if she could turn that into a song? Like, it's not the How does it go? It's not the size of the what?
I said it's not.
Is that the size of the boat? It's the motion in the ocean.
Yeah,
girl. I said it's not the size of the boat.
Maybe that'll
it's
be the hidden lyric.
The
like in her lyrics, she always puts a hidden message in her CDs.
I think her hidden lyrics will be this.
What if she sampled this?
It better be. She better. Taylor Swift better.
All right. That is the garbage. You can check it out. RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also, we post it up after the show on our Instagram story. So follow us there too. And all the links are posted.
Somebody I know, my friend Lauren, another friend Lauren that you guys don't know.
Joe and Alex Show.
Just sent me a text of her holding The Simple Life. And she said, LOL, you can totally borrow this. I've had it since high school. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Tell Lauren to send that to me and an MYK and Liv so we can hook you up for Christmas. Just keep it on the DL. Let the games begin. We need to get some teammates here as we start playing Catchphrase on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to line number one. Grant, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yo. Do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex for Catchphrase today?
Joe, I got my faith in you, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate that. Grant, please don't hate me if I suck out loud. I'll lock you in there, and then let's go to line number two. Christy, you're going to be on Team Alex.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Cool. All right, the game is really simple. You just got to, like, guess your butt off. So when me and Grant are playing, Grant, I'm going to give you clues, keep on guessing, and whoever gets the most right in the least amount of time wins. So, Alex, would you like to go first with Christy, or would you like me and Grant to go? It's up
first?
To you. I'll go first. How about I go first this week? Because you went first last week, okay?
All right.
I'm going to go first. Are you ready to do this, Grant?
Yes, sir.
All right, my man. Here we go. Coming down in three. Let me get my paper. I kind of need that. Two, one, go. Something a plane does. Like it takes...
Off.
No, but what's that called? Yep, okay. When you get something signed by a famous person, it's a...
Autograph.
Yep. Put me in the... Like, what are we doing right now? We are playing a...
Game?
Yep, okay. You had it. Something that's at a venue to protect people, like bodyguard, they're also called what?
Security guard?
Just without the last word. Okay, that's accepted, okay. You put this in the oven when you make some food, like, what are you doing? You are?
Baking.
Will that work? I just say it by itself, just without the last part. Just that's the word.
Bake.
Yeah. Okay. You put this on the wall. It's a color. You use a brush. You are
painting.
Yep. When you move something, you turn it over. You
flip.
Yep. Okay. It's a type of dancing. You get on the tip of your toes. It's the thing called what?
No.
Women do it.
Toe?
No. Women dance this way on their toes. Yeah, that was a tough one.
Ballet.
Joe and Grant got 7 right in 42 seconds.
That was good, Grant.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Last week when we played this game, we got a DM on Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, from a listener. She's like, does anyone else notice that every single time Joe plays Catchphrase, in between his words, when they get it right, he always goes, yeah, okay. Every time. And I was like, oh my gosh, I died because you do that. And I've noticed it every time, but I don't ever say anything.
Did he do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right now.
Every time you play the game.
Yeah, okay, but like, no, I'm just kidding on that one. Maybe I do it subconsciously just to let Grant know, like, okay, next one.
It's just funny.
Those are like little things you don't realize about yourself. Like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
Whatever. Thanks, by the way, for DMing us and not doing that publicly, so it's less embarrassing.
Except when I just
announced
Alex
it. Until Alex brings it out for everybody. Yeah. That's great, though. All right, Alex and Christy, are you ready to try to beat 7?
Yep, we got this.
I'm ready.
All right, ladies, coming down in 3, 2, 1, go.
This clucks.
Chicken.
Another word for it.
A hen.
Yes.
A chicken, a rooster.
This goes off in the morning to tell you got to go to work.
Alarm.
Yes. You grow things in this in your yard.
Garden.
Yes. This swirls in the air. It's a storm.
Lightning, thunder,
no, it's,
rain.
It, like, destroys homes.
Oh, tornado.
Yes. This is a kids eat it in kindergarten. Not paste, but another white thing.
Glue.
Yes. Another word for spoon, like I'm going to blank your bottom when you get spanked.
Oh, gosh. Or a paddle.
Yes.
A spoon.
Yes.
Okay.
A blank novel when it's like love.
Romance.
Yes. And, blank on you. You did bad.
Shame on you.
Yes.
Same.
And then a dance blank.
Move.
Where you, a dance, where you perform, for, it was recital.
Dance off.
Dance off.
I didn't handle that one good.
Joe and Grant had 7. Alex and Christy had 8. What? Alex and Christy.
Oh,
two.
Man.
Hold on. If you
like chicken nuggets, this is your sorry,
song.
Grant. Thanks, buddy.
I'm unzipping my onesie for the nugget dance today.
Why is Alex showing some of her breasts?
It's my chicken breasts. Get it?
Chicken nuggets. Yeah.
My chicken breasts.
Put those nuggets away. Get
you
those
a
out
real
of here.
One. You a real one if you call them your chicken breasts.
I call those your chicken nuggets. All right, hey, congratulations going out to Christy this morning. You're getting hooked up with a free Mod Pizza. You won catchphrase. And don't forget, you can join Elliot King at the grand opening at Keystone at the Crossing. That's going on Thursday, November 16th. Congratulations. Hang on the line, Christy.
Okay, thanks.
Ileana's on the phone and has a question about Tree Star. What's your question?
Yeah, so how long do we have to enter the Joe and Alex Show Tree Star contest?
Okay, we're picking the winner, like announcing it on air Monday. That's the 13th, I believe. But you have until, I think, this Friday, the 10th. So you've got a couple of days to get it in. Are you excited, like you got your own little rendition ready to go?
Yes, I don't want to give anything away. I don't want anyone stealing my strategy.
I can't hear your singing voice, but I can just tell with your personality, you got a good chance. And that's what I want to tell people. It's just about your performing, too. You don't have to sound necessarily the best.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt, though.
Just make sure you use hashtag Joe and Alex.
Yeah, that way we can find it on Twitter, Instagram, or our Facebook page. So what else is going on with you today besides getting information about Tree Star?
I was kind of hoping you weren't going to ask me that because I'm kind of the worst liar and I'm just totally incapable of telling, like, even white lies. Can I just go ahead and get off the phone now before I say too much?
No.
What's going on with you? Now you got me intrigued. You could have been like, oh, I'm just working. And I would have been like, oh, boring. So
yeah.
What's going on with you? What are you doing?
Hey.
You cannot swear on the air, okay? Please don't swear.
Sorry, it's just that I'm like kind of up to my elbows in my boss's Facebook messages right now.
What do you mean you hacked into their Facebook account?
No, like I'm the one messaging her.
What?
Yeah, okay, I know it's really weird. Are you sure you have time for this? It's a really long, like, backstory.
Yeah, I could be here
juicy,
all day with this. Let's hear about
it.
It
sounds juicy, so yes, we do have time.
Okay. Okay, all right. I know that people say, like, their bosses, they suck and they're the worst, but I seriously have the worst boss ever. Like, she's so bad that a few people I work with literally quit, and they didn't even have another job lined up. Like,
that's dumb. Yeah. You can't do that. You got to stick it out till you find another line of work.
But if it's that bad, they want out.
Yeah, I mean, one guy left, and he was making $85,000 a year, and he left to work at a thrift store.
Oh, my gosh!
That's desperate, desperate measures.
Yeah, I mean, well, because she makes it a living hell for us to work here. Like, her deal, like, this is who she is. She's, like, 48, never been married, and, I mean, as far as I know, I don't think she's even had a boyfriend ever. And I'd be willing to bet, I don't think she's ever kissed anyone either.
Wow, Josie Grossi.
Wait, are you thinking that maybe you're looking in the wrong section? Maybe she's not into guys?
No, definitely into guys. But, I mean, she's kind of the most unattractive woman I've ever met.
Ooh.
And, like, she just doesn't try. Like, she wears these really old clothes and she's got a bit of a hairy lip.
Oh, God.
Oh, does anybody tell her? I feel so bad because it's natural for women to have facial hair. But does anybody tell her? Do you think maybe she doesn't realize as a woman that she's got like a little mustache goatee going on?
Go to Ideal Image.
I don't think she has any friends and none of us can tell her. Obviously, she's our boss.
Like, yeah.
She would probably fire us if we told her. I mean, you can kind of say that desperate times called for desperate measures. So I decided to do something I never, ever would have considered before. I'm catfishing her.
No way. Oh, my God.
Why are you catfishing her?
Ooh, this is juicy.
I just thought it might, like, you know, put her in a better mood. So I've been acting like this super hot, successful guy on Facebook and, you know, acting like I'm really into her and talking to her. And we've been talking for 4 months now.
Oh, my gosh. That's not going to end up well.
I mean, but it kind of has been. That's the thing. Like, I send her pics from a guy that I went to high school with. Like, that's the dude.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I tell her that, like, we can't talk on the phone and stuff, but she is excited. Like, she really likes this guy, me, and he lives in Germany, so, like, she hasn't been able to meet him.
I was going to say, are you smart enough to make it so he lives out of town so, like, it would be hard to meet? Because if he lives in Indy, there's no excuse why he can't supposedly meet her.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, Germany, where, like, I don't even remember the time difference, but, like, that's the excuse I give her, that, oh, I can't talk on the phone because I got to be asleep.
Red flags.
And, I mean, the plans worked out kind of well because she's taken the bait, she really likes this guy, and she's been happy at work.
Really? Like, how so? Like, she's been acting nicer to everybody?
Yeah, like, so much nicer. I mean, she even does her own job better. We're all killing our quotas. And even her bosses have noticed how amazing that she's done because our team has done so well over the last few months. And, like, as a reward for all the great work everyone's done, they want to send one employee to this huge, like, international conference that's a super big deal. And the conference is in Germany.
No! Are they sending her?
Yes, because they know about the guy. So they said, well, we want to send a higher up and we want to send you so you can finally meet your boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Now you have to fess up because she thinks she's going to go to Germany to meet this guy, right?
You're screwed.
I know. And look, when they said Germany, I thought I was going to throw up on everybody. Like, I'm freaking out. I don't know what to do.
It's not even her that knows about him. Like, all of her bosses know. Everyone in your company, it sounds like, knows about this guy. So that if it gets revealed that it's you, everyone will know it's you. There's no way you would keep your job.
Exactly. So, I mean, but I also feel like maybe it's, like, a little too mean. Or maybe I should just kind of ghost her. I honestly have no idea what to do.
If you want to keep your job, yeah, you have to literally vanish out of thin air. But the bad part is she's going to be even worse, I bet, than she was acting before all this, because she's going to be heartbroken and confused and angry and frustrated, and she's going to take all of that out on you guys. So if you thought it was bad working for this chick beforehand, it's going to be even worse now.
But wait a minute. If she just starts ghosting or breaks up, that's going to make her miserable, like you said. Like, can't you, if you just keep the lie going, what if you said that you, like, oh, I'm going to be out of the country, like, you're going somewhere on vacation that weekend or something?
Yeah, you could,
like,
do
what
that.
She gets to, like, maybe you could lie that way. But I mean, you've created this thing that there's no real way to stop it now. You've screwed yourself over.
I know. Yeah, no, I played myself. I don't know what to do.
I have no idea. Whoa, this is so crazy. I cannot imagine your stress levels right now. Like, I need to go get a massage stat.
Yeah, every time, like, since they announced the Germany trip, like, I feel like I need a glass of wine before I go into work. I feel like she is going to find out at work, and she's going to kill me. Like, I just don't know.
Is there any way that, like, are you in any type of financial position that you could quit and try to find another job just before all of this? Like, that's awful.
No. Oh, no. No, I'm, like, fresh out of college.
Okay.
No.
What's, like, nobody, I laugh at this and be like, oh, my boss sucks, I'm quitting my job. Unless your boss is, like, sexually harassing you and you can't do anything about it, you've got to stick out that hellhole until you find a new job. You cannot just quit.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know. I'm sorry, I know this was, like, you guys weren't expecting all this morning. I'm so sorry.
No. We were trying to talk to you about the tree star.
This is fascinating. Now I'm really intrigued. I don't know anyone that's ever catfished someone before, so, like, this is wild. I want to, like, see what other people think you should do. If anyone thinks you should, just come out and tell her the truth, because I don't think that you should.
I don't think so. That's what I'm leaning towards. I kind of just want to set it up, kind of like what Joe said, just maybe you say that he's going on vacation somewhere else, and then break up after Germany trip.
All right, Ileana, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex show, and we look forward to seeing your tree star submission, too.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Thanks, guys.
317-239-1009, Joe and Alex show on Twitter and Instagram, and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. So you're saying, Alex, that she just needs to, like, just break it off?
Just vanish out of thin air.
Ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost, okay. I just say, yeah, I actually don't know what to do in this one. I have no advice.
It's wild.
But maybe you do. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show on Twitter and Instagram. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show on our Twitter and Instagram. And Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Just got off the phone with Liana. Is that it? Liana?
Iliana.
Iliana. I don't know. We got to change these people's names around here. Can we everybody just be like Susie and John? Be a hell of a lot easier for me to pronounce them
they
correctly.
Don't make any of those anymore.
They don't make those no more? And she pretty much has been trying to figure out the situation where she catfished her boss to make her happy because she's a single, like, lonely lady. And now this lady that she thought, like, the guy she tried to set him up with was over in Germany. And guess what? She's going to go there on a business trip now. So she, like, really could meet this guy, and she doesn't know what to do. She's got all these Facebook messages going back and forth, Alex. And, I mean, what do you think she should do?
Kendra says, oh, me?
Yeah, you're saying, like, she needs to just kind of, like ghost?
Yeah, I mean, I think she has to, like, vanish in thin air. I don't. She definitely can't fess up or she's no job. And like she said, she's straight out of college. She needs this job. She
Come
can't
straight
afford.
Out of college.
Straight out of college. Crazy. Mother liquor name Iliana. No. Okay, so Kendra said she literally just told everyone on the number one radio station in Indiana that she is catfishing her boss. Someone listening is going to know who she is.
Are we number one?
Maybe in some people's hearts.
There you go. Tell more people to listen.
Ashley says, my stress level would be through the roof. I'd fess up just so the stress wouldn't kill me and it could be over. Courtney said, it's too much of a coincidence if he's on vacation when that conference is. He needs to be transferred to a new job in Italy. I like Courtney because she's like giving up. She's like, let's make up something else for the story.
Keep it going. Don't let it die. Kim, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
If she wants to carry on with the charade, she needs to get on a dating website and find a man for this woman in Germany.
A real man?
A real man, a real live man. And she can either pretend to be this woman or she can, this would be real devious, but find the man and set something up and say, hey, save my butt here. Would you mind meeting this woman and pretend to be this person she's been talking to?
Kim, you're adding like this another level upon another level. Like him.
She's already so deep, she can't see out of that hole. What's a little bit deeper?
You must have some mad online game. Like, how many profiles do you have online?
Kim, you need to work for the FBI.
She is.
I am a legal assistant, so I work for some detectives, actually.
Wow, there it is. See, I can tell. I can feel it in my bones about you, Kim.
Gosh, well, I'm not even mad. I'm impressed with that one, Kim.
Too.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Bruh.
Let's talk to Hannah. Hannah, what do you think?
I think she should just, like, over the next couple of days, like, the guy should be like, you know, things aren't going to work out. We live so far away. You seem so great, but I'm so sorry. Like, there's just no way this would ever work. And then just kind of, like, break up with her, but in a super nice way. So hopefully she won't be as mean at work.
But it's going to be tough for her, though, because she's been, like, obviously, like, they knew he was in Germany. She didn't think, like, oh, he's in New York and I'm in, like, Indiana. So do you think she's gonna? I think she's gonna be heartbroken either way. But you're right, though. I think no matter what, after talking about this, she needs to end it somehow.
Jordan says, "Say you have a business trip as well, and you won't be in the country." And then Chrissy is savage AF. She said, "What about getting a hold of Alex's ex that Joe was thinking about setting up for a date and having him surprise her here in Indy? If they both are mean and manipulative, am I banned out?"
Hey, good morning, Joe. And Alex
are you
show.
Okay with that, Alex?
No comment.
Hey, who's this? Hello, who is this? This is where you talk when I say hello. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. What's your name?
Yeah, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark, thanks for calling in this morning, buddy. What did you want to say for this whole situation here?
Just a suggestion. Maybe she has her friend take a picture with another woman, post it on the Facebook, and then every couple of days show some other pictures and let that lady think, oh, he's moved on or something like that.
But isn't that going to hurt her? Like a scorned woman, like she's going to come into the office, like tearing it up, just being a miserable woman, wouldn't she? If she felt like she got cheated on and the guy left her for another woman.
Doesn't that give this girl an opportunity to be the consoling friend that kind of listens to her and becomes all of a sudden her confidant?
You know what? You're smart.
That's pretty great. You guys have the funniest ideas for this.
It's a bunch of shady-ass people out here.
I know.
Listen to what David said, speaking of shady. He said, make sure that return ticket is non-refundable. Just send her ass over to Germany, never to be heard of again.
Oh, Iliana is in some trouble. It's the Joe and Alex show, and Iliana is trying to make her boss be a less miserable person. I think we can all relate to that. So she tried to set her up by doing some, loving for her. She found a guy online. This guy lives in Germany.
She created a man. online, a fake man.
Well, if I was her, I'd say she found a guy.
But
yes.
She's using photos of a guy she went to high school with.
Yes, and now they're having a great connection the past 4 months. Well, guess what? Now her boss, the one that's all happy because she's talking to this guy in Germany, is going to get sent to Germany for a work conference and...
wants to meet him.
Duh.
Oh, it's so crazy and amazing and juicy. And I want Neve and Max to come here to Indy for this. Oh, yes.
Some catfish.
I love that show. Don't you guys?
I do sometimes. I get so mad because some of those people like really like want to find love and they're so excited. That's why I feel so bad for this woman's boss, even if she's kind of a...
You
like
feel that, their pain?
That oh, I
one
totally
episode,
do.
The guy's freaking cousin was catfishing him and she was like, I decided... This is how she talked. I decided to catfish you because you call me a fat Kelly Price. AJ said, you're never going to believe this. That you guys are coming up with the craziest stuff. AJ said, put R.I.P. in his bio. Kill him off.
You can't kill him off?
Why not? He's not real.
But it's kind of brilliant because if he gets murdered or dies or whatever, and then she can create a whole bunch of other catfishes accounts and have all these fake friends of his coming like, oh, I'm going to miss you so much. It's such a shame. Died too soon. And then nobody can be mad at her and the lady can't really be that upset. Like it was something she couldn't have controlled that he died. And, right?
And he's dead. Yeah, she's not going to come to work like a total B because she's going to be all sad.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are forgetting this stuff. There's going to be some negative impacts on this. Sarah, geez, let's see. Sarah, you got some knowledge on this or what?
Well, about the killing off thing, what if she decides to like send flowers or do something, you know, and then, you know, trying to find out where he's at if he died. But my theory was Germany is a huge country. That'd be like saying I'm coming to the States, but your meeting is in New York and he lives in California. I mean,
yeah,
what,
that's true.
I mean, it's not like that's still like a practical meeting distance.
Well, Kimberly says tell her that he died in a car accident.
Okay. None of these ideas are working.
Have him, hey, you know what would be even better? Have him message her and say, sorry, I can't meet up. I just died in a car accident.
I'm so sorry, I just died.
Do you notice, by the way, too, like Sarah had like some actual knowledge and advice, and we just skip over that. We're like, how can we kill this person?
I'm living.
Steven, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What is up?
Hey, so on the killing side, mm-hmm. Right idea, wrong person.
What do you mean?
Well, there's actually a really simple way of fixing this. What you do is you create a family tragedy, something like a sister or a grandmother, someone who he would be very close with dying.
Oh, and but so he can't meet up because somebody else died.
You guys are messed up. Yeah, no. Nobody needs to die.
you got to think about it this way. It puts his character into an emotional tailspin, makes it so that he's like, hey, I'm dealing with all this grief. I don't feel like it's a good time to meet up. I even have to, like, rethink my priorities.
Ooh.
And she can't be mad because, I mean, she can't control how his family member died, but
yeah.
It's not him.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or Mary tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show and said, just tell her that he's married and that it was fun for online only, but he doesn't want to cheat on his wife anymore. Mm-hmm,
I love
good.
This tangled web of lies
what
and
scares
death
me,
and
what
cheating.
What scares me?
Nobody's saying tell the truth.
Is you and every damn call just wants to make it worse. Nobody wants to be honest or rational or sane.
You can't.
You're like, no, more gasoline on the fire. More gasoline. Sparky, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Good morning, Sparky.
Good morning.
What do you think? Please give us some sense here.
Yeah, well, it kind of pissed me off a little bit that all these people have called and messaging and whatever, giving her ideas on how to prolong this lie and whatever, when really she just needs to come out and tell the damn truth.
She can't.
Amen, brother. Yes, she can.
No, she cannot. She will be fired.
No, she
will
not.
That's what she gets. I mean, that you can't mess with people's feelings and emotions like that. I mean,
she's trying
I
to do a good thing.
Yeah, but now it's going to turn into a bad thing. And the worst idea I heard was something about getting a guy from Germany on a date site. That's murder mystery Monday's coming up. I mean, come on now. A tourist in Germany, that's a perfect setup for a movie right there. And plus, she's
going to
trust this guy. You know, she's been talking for 4 months, so she's going to completely trust this stranger. That's a horrible idea.
Okay, but what about this idea? The guy whose picture she's using from high school, pay him some money and get him to fly to Germany and meet her there and then be a total douchebag so that she will be, like, not interested.
She
anymore.
Doesn't have money. Do you know how much a ticket to Germany costs?
And Alex, that plan is so wrong because everybody loves douchebags. All girls love douchebags.
Wow, okay. I feel like we have not helped out. What's her name?
Ileana.
Ileana.
You can't even say it after all this time. Her name's Ileana.
Not hard to say.
And I've never heard of anybody called Ileana before.
I went to high school with an Ileana.
Okay, well, it's a hard name. I could go with, like, Liliana. I've heard of that, but...
Okay. Like, it's the same thing with an L in front of
it. You be Illin. All right. Are we just done with this now? Because I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess so. I feel like we give no advice here.
I think
there's a lot of good advice.
Whatever.
None.
Death, yeah. Cheating.
I think it's great
inventing
advice.
Inventing new people. Hitting people up on Match.com in Germany.
Totally. Let's do it.
Jeez. All right. Well, there you go. Always trying to help people as much as we can here on the Joe and Alex Show. If something happens where the police show up this morning, it's got nothing to do with me. This is all about Liv the Web Girl here. Hey, good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show. And Liv the Web Girl, why don't you go ahead and hop on the mic real quick and get from behind the camera and explain to us the connection you have here. You have something that you're getting illegally, whether you call it stealing or not. First of all, what is the connection? How are you getting this?
Okay, first of all, it's probably not illegal.
Oh, probably
second
not illegal. Okay.
Of all, okay, it's my cousin's ex-boyfriend's college roommate's aunt.
One more time. You said it slow, but I want to put this in my head.
Really
the
get
connection.
The image. Okay.
Okay.
So it's my cousin's.
Okay, your cousin.
Ex-boyfriend's.
The guy she used to date.
Yes. His college roommate.
His roommate.
Yes. And his aunt.
Okay. So your
do
ex.
You understand?
Yeah, so it's Liv's ex's college roommate.
No, not my ex. My cousin's ex.
Liv's cousin's ex roommate's aunt.
Yes, but his old roommate. His roommate from like 6 years ago.
Oh, from 6 years ago. What do you have? What are you stealing?
Okay, I have been using her HBO Go account for about 4 years. She's had this same login and password, and every time I put in the password, I cross my fingers because it's like a gamble. I'm like, did she change it? Did she change it? But nope.
Ha ha! Game of Thrones is here. Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Liv! Like that connection is like, how does she not know? How does she not know?
I'm pretty sure I've kicked her off before. Like she's been watching something, like sometimes I'll go and I'll look at an episode and it's already like halfway through and I'm like, well, I'm going to start from the beginning.
I'm going to rewind this real quick. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for hopping on the air and perjuring yourself.
Clearly today we've learned on this show that our show should not be used as a moral compass for anyone, because at first we're talking about how to lie to somebody and now we're talking about how to steal.
I don't know about that. Like, I like to think that I'm kind of the moral compass, not always working, but I say I try to steer the ship right while you guys are all trying to take us to hell. I'm trying to do the right thing so, you know, one day I can say, what up, Jesus?
My little brother is 3 years younger than me. He's a struggling college student at Purdue University.
Okay.
Go Boilermakers, I guess I should say. and anyway, I steal his Hulu account information because I don't want to pay for it. And I have like a career.
You have a full-time
totally
job in radio.
And I steal my 21-year-old brother's freaking Hulu password that he pays for. I don't even offer to pay for it for him because I'm the worst.
All right. So do you just log in under his account and have like an Alex profile? Or do you like have a whole separate thing? What do you do?
Yeah, it's his account.
Okay. Producer MYK, what do you do?
I mean, I'm on somebody's Netflix too, but they know I'm there. Your brother knows you're there, right?
Well, he does, but he doesn't like it.
In case this ever...
Because he knows, because it'll say like, what? It'll say like, continue watching. He's like, well, I don't freaking watch, you know, This Is Us or whatever.
Oh, you need, okay, that's what
I was
asking.
We could all pay the $9 or $14 a month.
It's worth it. Their programming is incredible.
We should have a show account.
No, because all it's going to be is, oh, would you like to continue watching Gossip Girls? No, I would not.
Spotify. Oh my gosh, you need to get in Younger. I have MYK watching Younger. It's my jam. Liv is about to start Younger. I'm making her. So you need to, and MYK was in Younger, by the way.
What?
I found that out yesterday.
One episode, like way in the back.
Come on, though, that's freaking crazy.
In the episode,
Alex's dream come true. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And he didn't tell me until yesterday. I'm like, you have known that I am the biggest Younger fan ever. How have you not freaking told me this?
317-239-1009. What have you been stealing? Like, and how are you doing it? Does like your mom have Netflix and you're just hopping on that account? Are you doing Hulu? Are you doing HBO Go? Or maybe you got
Wi-Fi,
something even bigger.
Cable.
Ooh, there's Wi-Fi. How there's a lot of those criminals
no
out
way.
There.
No way. Nobody. Hulu's are Wi-Fi open.
One of my friends' Wi-Fi is called like the FBI van or something like that.
I don't want to say that. Well, I don't think my neighbors used to listen where I used to live at, though. But they used to always leave their dog poop outside, and I yelled at a lady one time, and I threw the dog turd at her door. So I changed my Wi-Fi. I changed my Wi-Fi to clean up your dog's poop.
Oh. One time, when I lived in New York, I lived right next to a bar, and you know they offer free Wi-Fi if you're there.
Yeah.
And I lived so close to it that I found out the Wi-Fi password. It was Barack Obama.
No way. That's
yes,
amazing.
We can get free Wi-Fi. It is the Joe and Alex show, and Liv, our web girl, has been for the past 10 years, it sounds like, stealing something from her cousin's ex-roommate's aunt. Did I get that right?
Not even a little bit close, but no.
What is the connection again?
It's my cousin's ex-boyfriend's college roommate's aunt.
Jeez, that is so messed up.
Wow.
We're wondering at 317-239-1009 and Joe and Alex show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page. What do you steal from other people? Or maybe you're just calling it borrowing. Liv the Web Girl, what are people saying they got?
Nick said, I have been using my twin brother's account on Netflix since it came out, and I told him I use my father-in-law's, LOL.
You are sneaky. Let's talk to Brittany on line number 3. Brittany, what are you taking?
I steal toilet paper.
From where?
I steal it from the university. Like, if we go out to dinner, like, we'll stick it in our purses. Like, we have 7 roommates, so we have to do it. Like, we are broke college kids.
I was going to say, you have to be in college.
Okay, now, yes. What kind of toilet paper does the university use?
It's literally those huge rolls. Like, if you want to steal, you have to, like, take your book bag in there and then just take it off of the thing. Like, they are ginormous.
That's the worst toilet paper in the world, though. That's not even good.
It's thin.
I know, but it's worth it beats buying it.
Good Lord. Let's get a GoFundMe for this poor chick.
Let me tell you, you guys know this. I love Jimmy John's, the #9 Italian club with hot peppers minus the tomato. When I was younger, starting out radio, and I was full-time, but I made nothing. I was like just broke. I used to always go to Jimmy John's, get a sub, and I would grab a thick handful of napkins. And if I was low on toilet paper, and it wasn't my problem, I was renting an apartment, I would just use that for toilet paper.
Oh, well, listen to what Liv did yesterday.
It gets worse?
Oh, yeah. So she wanted to go to Panera Bread for lunch.
Oh, Panera's great.
I love Panera because she is so broke that she needed, they have like a dollar back program. I don't know. Somehow she was going to get a dollar back if she got lunch there. So we go there and she gets her dollar back. But then on the electronic like card swiper, it says like, do you want to tip your Panera Bread person?
Yeah.
And so she felt so bad because the person's standing there right in front of you when that happens. So she wrote, yes, a dollar. So the whole point that she was like begging me for us to go to lunch at Panera Bread yesterday was to get her dollar back because she needed it. And then she tipped the person her dollar.
You guys, I am so broke, but I am so like scared of confrontation and like uncomfortable situations that overweighs.
We got to get you on Craigslist and set some ads up or something to get you an additional revenue stream.
Liv was telling me yesterday that she's got a friend who goes on Craigslist and looks for people wanting pictures of feet and hair. Like, that's literally nudes.
If Liv wants to make some money, she'll make more money than all of us combined.
I vote.
Is selling your underwear online.
Yeah. Oh, that's a huge moneymaker. Just wear your underwear for like 4 days straight and sell. You get like thousands of dollars.
I'm thinking about doing it and just saying I'm a woman, but they wouldn't know. It might smell a little different.
Gross. So I think that we should have Liv do that on the air. Go through Craigslist, find some things, and like while we're on the air, send some photos of her feet and hair and see how much money she can make.
All right. Well, now we know what we're doing tomorrow on the Joe and Alex
show.
Is
that prostitution?
I swear to sweet baby Jesus, I work with a bunch of dumbasses. Hey, good morning. It is the Joe and Alex show. What? Were you two? What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh no!
God, you guys are idiots. You are the
dumb.
Hold it. You have one job, is to hold it. That's all you've got to do.
I didn't realize. Well, two of these will equal one. But I guess
Liv, you're out. There's no way you can do anything.
Yeah, she can. If she puts my half of mine and half of hers together, that equals one.
This is terrible.
I just want to say mine deflated when I was putting Alex's headphones on her.
Yeah. Alex, help me. Alex always is the helpless victim here.
Because you understand,
help
holding
me.
Balloons.
Put my headphones on me. We're about to do hip hop helium.
Let
you
me go
put
first.
Headphones on. You got balloons. You're trying not to let the air out. There's only one. Joel gave us one balloon.
And it's trial and error. You're right.
Actually, Liv should go first because hers are about to be done.
I bought 5 balloons for us to do hip hop helium. And I was like, wait a minute. We can't. You know, there's 4 of us. Like, we're not going to share the 5th one.
It's seeping out.
And then Alex is like, you should have bought that helium tank. You're so cheap. You're so poor. So we're going to do the best we can with this one right here.
Liv will go first, then me, because ours are running out of air.
All right. So Liv, let me cue up your song. What are you going to do today for Hip Hop Helium? And by the way, call in at 317-239-1009. And we'll put a poll up on Twitter after we're done with this Joe and Alex show on Twitter. Let us know who you think did the best for Hip Hop Helium. So Liv, what song are you going with today?
I'm doing Fergalicious by Fergie.
Okay. You point at me whenever you're ready and I will hit the play button it's going to be all you.
I should inhale before. Right?
In theory, yeah, but whenever you're ready, I'm waiting on you.
Okay.
All the time, all around, brother's going around, always looking at me up, down, looking at my, I just want to say now, I ain't turning around now, drive my little mama, I don't want to take your man, and I know I'm coming up, just a little bit of conceited, keep on repeating how the boys want to eat, but I'm trying to tell that I can't be treated like clientele, because they say she delicious.
Hit it again, hit it again.
Okay.
And if you do.
But ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, and that is fictitious, I blow kisses, mama, that put them boys on rock, rock, One,
J's,
two,
uno. I like the counting.
Good job, good job. Give you a round of applause here. There we go. Good job, good job. All right, Alex, you said, do you want to go second here or
what? Yeah, it's hard because your helium runs out.
I know, yeah. And that's the thing, too. I mean, you got to inhale to keep it going. So if you miss a few words, try to keep along with it in your head. But but hit that bad boy hard. Alex, are you ready?
Well, don't play it yet. Let me suck in.
You give me a nod, and I'll do it when you nod at me.
I got to suck this first.
What song are you doing?
I'm going to do Moneymaker by Ludacris.
Okay, you go ahead and give me a nod, and I will hit that music for you. I don't think she's taking any in.
Okay.
Switch, switch, switch it from right to left, and switch it till you're running right out of breath, then take a break until you're ready again, and you can invite over as many friends as you want to, but I really want you. Just be thankful that Pharrell gave you something to bump to. Hey, hey, Luda, I'm at the top of my game. You want my hands from the bottom to the top of your frame, and I just want to take a little ride on your curves and get it right at giving your body just what it deserves. And let me give you some swimming lessons on the weenus. Backstroke, breaststroke, stroke of a genius. Call me the Renaissance man. Get up and I stay hotter than a cinder block, man. Hey, I'm just the bedroom gangster, and I've been meaning to tell you that I really must thank you when you... I ran out.
Here, give me your balloon, because I'm going to go hard. You
know, hard. I sucked in a whole bunch at the beginning.
You didn't... I thought you were going to hit this thing hard.
I sucked it in for 5 years, it felt like.
I don't think you know how to suck.
But you run out when you're breathing because you're rapping. It's hard to do it.
But I mean, that's why you want to hit it again and hit it again.
But you can't. You lose your place in the song. It's too hard.
No, that's the funny part.
All right, well, we'll see you do it, Mr. Rap Genius.
Hey, I didn't say it'd be good.
Rap God.
Yeah, really.
Producer MYK, do you want to go now?
No, go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Let me get mine in here real quick. I'm going to be doing DMX.
Can you do that? Do you want me to? Oh, wait. Yeah, you got to go because you got 2 hands.
No, I got this. I got it.
Whatever's easier for you,
Jeff. I'll make magic happen. But DMX up in here. We're doing Hip Hop Helium on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, man, this is going to be good.
You got it good.
I know how to hit that stuff. All right, here we go. Woo, y'all going to make me lose my mind, man. Up in here, up in here. Y'all going to make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all going to make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all going to make me lose my mind. Gonna be quick. Are you meant to be the jam before I suck my woo? And all the money can't put up, get down with down quick. How the arf you gonna dog with the bum shit? You come around like a girl in a strip club, and I don't even know how to get my blah 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to get my blah 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 what plug.
I have the edit.
I think he said blah 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 plug.
In the strip club? Is that what's going on?
All right, producer MYK, it is now your turn to do hip hop helium. Why don't you tell everybody what song that you are going to be performing? Now, this stuff is not leaving my lungs. Okay. What do you got?
It's a ballad by Jason Derulo and Snoop Dogg. It's called Wiggle.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Hip hop helium on the Joe and Alex Show.
You know what to do with that big fat butt. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bittle. Swing! Patty cake, patty cake. Got me in this club, mighty mick, wedding, wedding bliss. If I take pictures while you do your dance, I can make you famous on Instagram. Hot damn it, you're booty like two planets. Go ahead and go ham sandwich. Whoa, oh, I can't stand it. If you know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle with it.
It's harder than you think.
No, it is. You know what it is, though? It's a trial and error process. I went, and shout out to them. They're cool. I love Meyer. I went there and I got these balloons last night before I went to bed, and they tie them up and stuff. I was kind of cheap. There's like a $20 or $25 helium tank that you can buy, and it has balloons. I think this was fun,
no.
though, right?
Joe being cheap? No.
Joe is the cheapest person I've ever
I don't think I'm necessarily the cheapest. I think you guys just like throw your money away.
You are by far the cheapest person I have ever met. This, okay. Like, I bet duct tape is your best friend.
No, I have some. I know how to use it. But if this is $4 for the balloons.
You kept the receipt, right?
Oh, of course I did. Yeah, you definitely.
You got five balloons, correct?
Five balloons.
Five times four is 20. You could have got a tank for the same amount of price. You got some dingly dang dong balloons.
But what if we never do this again?
Why wouldn't we can use it for all kinds of things? We can do just to have fun when we want in commercials.
We
Who
could
cares?
Throw a party.
There's some rules.
We could play it.
We could be a clown.
Producer MYK's birthday is Saturday. We could blow up some balloons.
Oh, yeah, we could blow up some balloons for my birthday.
All right.
We could blow up that pizza in the corner, that inflatable pizza.
It'll just fly. It'll be a flying pizza.
A flying pizza.
Oh, that would be amazing. It looked like it was space up in here.
Getting some feedback this morning. Let's go to Adriana. Is that it? Yeah, we go. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex.
Adrian.
Damn it. Can you put
yes.
For now on, we have an Adrian on the show. Can you put yo? That way I know it's like, yo, Adrian.
No, because he'll be like, hey, yo, you're on the line. What's up?
Yo. Hey, okay, Adrian, what did you think of Hip Hop Helium?
I absolutely loved it.
All right.
And you guys had my son jamming in the back seat.
What was your son's favorite song?
He loved Alex.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he loved Alex. Awesome, because his voice kind of matched your voice. So he was back there jamming with you.
Your son must be like 7 years old then.
No, he's three.
Okay.
Younger. You're really good in the 3 to 7 demo. Hey, thank you so much for calling.
Same taste in cartoons.
Thank you for calling in.
Jeremiah tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. I turn on the show. On the show, and I hear helium rapping, and I'm beginning to question why I listen to this now. You're just now questioning why you listen to the show?
There are so many reasons not to listen to our show. Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for hanging on. What's up? What'd you want to say?
Hey, I wanted to say that Joe, you had no flow.
What?
The women brought it hard, though.
Whoa.
They were fantastic.
Dude,
you're going to ruin his day.
He's rapping to Yo Alex Raps, man. That's all I got to say.
That's true. Wow. My name is Yo Alex Raps with a Z.
Out of anybody on the show, and I'm trying to be humble here, I am the best rapper hands down. We could do songs I could rap off and school you.
Her name is Yo Alex Raps.
So I can make my name Yo Joe Raps.
I can't be, what is that called, I can't rap at all. Like, freestyle. I can't freestyle
no,
rap.
No, like, we can do the same verse and I would
crush
it.
Did you know this, Alex? Did you know that Liv can?
Yes, I know Liv can actually freestyle rap. I can't freestyle,
but
I can cover.
You can
cover.
Freestyle Liv, the web
girl? I can
girl?
Cover songs.
That is such a dramatic statement.
I heard you do it. Okay. There needs to be alcohol involved, but it just flows out. Yeah.
Oh, we'll get you wasted then. I'd love to have
all
a freestyle
right,
off.
Maybe.
All right, Aaron, you're banned from calling back until next week. Thank you for calling in right now, though. Chris, on the Joe and Alex Show, what did you want to say about our hip-hop helium?
I loved your guys' hip-hop helium. I think you were awesome, Joe. The song that you picked was awesome. you know, with the helium. But I don't know, why did you spend so much on balloons when you can just go to the Dollar Tree and get them for a dollar?
What, the Dollar Tree's got helium?
Yes.
Yeah, helium balloons.
I don't know. I haven't shopped at the Dollar Tree in a while. I don't know. I just went where I knew it would be. I knew it would be there. So what, you buying helium balloons there?
Yeah, you can buy birthday balloons and stuff at a dollar store.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that.
Dude, I have like everything from the dollar store. Like you can get so many things that you don't realize.
Wait,
you can
get. What are you buying at the dollar store, at the Dollar Tree?
All of my kitchen utensils, like spatulas and like whatever, like all that kind of stuff, spoons, like for baking, all of that is from there. Oh my gosh, my silverware organizer is from there. Shower curtain liner. I don't know, everything. My aluminum foil and all those types of things. Garbage bags. They have brand name stuff also.
Okay.
Like Tupperware. All my Tupperware is from there.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Have to go check that one out then. All right. Thank you for calling in this morning, Chris. We appreciate it. Maybe we'll expand it next time. I'll go buy a tank so we can do more and have more helium and not have this problem. But we'll expand it to other genres. We can just call it like helium karaoke or something.
I thought Joe did the best because of the bit being helium hip hop. He was the best at sucking in the helium.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you're so bad at sucking stuff. You know what I mean? I thought you'd be a little bit better at that one.
Me too.
All right. Well,
I'm disappointed in myself.
Yeah, don't put that on your Bumble profile.